Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Well, apparently we are just this close to a new football coach being named over in Jessup for the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. Rumors swirling everywhere. We'll talk a little bit about that. I've heard it's going to be the Tift coach. I've heard it's going to be...
Tift just hired a new coach.
Yeah, I heard that it's going to be a former player. I've heard that it's... I heard that it's a guy that's from South Georgia over on the coast. I've heard they're bringing in the coach from Coffee County. I mean, the rumors are just. But we're going to address them because, to be honest with you, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch, we kind of already know who they're going to hire.
Yeah, we kind of know. We'll see what the announcement says when they make the official announcement, but – we shall see.
Yeah. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Gold Coast Golf Carts, by Southeast Georgia Health System, and by Wild Adventures.
Wild Adventures 2024 season passes are on sale now and for the absolute best price. You get a gold pass, free parking, save $18 per visit, free soda through 2024, with an insulated souvenir cup, $10 reserve concert seats, and more. Diamond Pass, free parking, save $18 per visit, free soda through 2024, and an insulated souvenir cup, free animal feedings every visit, $5 reserve concert seats, 50% off single day admission for family and friends. WildAdventures.com.
So Thursday morning, Bob Morgan, if you don't know who Bob Morgan is, Bob Morgan is the
voice of Jessup.
He's the voice of the Wayne County Yellow Jackets, and he went on the radio over in Jessup. And you know, look, the truth of the matter is, there is nobody in Wayne County that has got their ear closer to the ground when it comes to the Wayne County Yellow Jacket football program than Bob Morgan.
Anything Wayne County related, he's the authority.
Yeah, I mean, there is not an ounce of news in Jessup that Bob Morgan doesn't know about. And so on Thursday morning, he went on radio and he said, pertaining to the Wayne County coaching search, is that they had already decided who they were going to hire, and they would be making the announcement at some point next week. They were going to give this coach an opportunity to talk to his team before they announced it. And then some point next week, early next week, they will announce a new head football coach. And Bob Morgan went on to say that this particular coach played collegiately and then also played professionally.
Wow.
So, you know, that's the guy that is coming in. So, you know, you've got a pretty good resume, according to Bob Morgan. And like I said, if Bob Morgan's telling you something that's going on in Jessup, you pretty well take that to the bank.
Bob Morgan is radio free Jessup.
Well, I don't like the term radio free Jessup, but yeah.
I mean, he's the man.
That is one of our affiliates, and we are greatly appreciative of the Wayne County audience each and every week tuning in and listening to us. So, you know, now the coaching rumor mill begins, you know, and Coach Pruitt was mentioned in possible the Tift coach who just got hired over there.
The one that came from Bainbridge.
Right. He was mentioned in some of these rumors. Trey Jackson, who played at Wayne County and then went on to Florida State and played in the NFL with the Patriots as an offensive lineman, his name began to swirl. Mm. And none of those names is going to be the guy, at least, you know, what we believe, what we've been told, none of those guys is going to be the guy that gets the job. What we've been told, and, you know, I certainly don't want to step on anybody's toes here. I know they wanted to wait to make the announcement. That's fine. But what we've been told is the guy that's coming over from Savannah.
That's what the rumors are.
Savannah Country Day coach is going to come over and take the Wayne County job from what we've been told, John Moering. And he has done a phenomenal – this is a really good fit. This is a really good fit. If this rumor is true, this is a really good hire for the Wayne County Yellow Jackets, if this is the hire they're going to make. And, again, we're not telling you it is. We're just telling you that some folks that we trust, that we have a lot of faith in, have both told us that this is the direction. Kip's got one source telling him one thing. I've got the same. I've got a different source telling me the same exact thing. So, you know, start doing math.
We'll see. I mean, I've been right before about Sean Pender and other things. Right?
Breaking news.
Correct?
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
So I'm just telling you, that's what it looks like. We could be wrong here.
We could be.
But he's done a phenomenal job over at Savannah Country Day. Has been a region contender in a very tough region that's got Savannah Christian in it, that's got Calvary Day in it, and each and every year he's in the mix. And then when they get in the playoffs, they typically make a pretty decent run in the playoffs as well. So he's a good coach.
Yes, he is.
Kip just brings his phone and just texts while we're doing the show. Doesn't pay a lick of attention to what we're talking about as he's
I'm
texting.
I'm sitting here, man. This is a sports show, man. I'm working sources as the show goes on.
Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, dang, shut up, John. We're not talking about Camden, so don't get all bent out of shape.
Speaking of the Wildcats, it has been also rumored that you know, they've got a new coach in, so now I guess the staff, you know, you start looking at what's going to happen with the staff. I've got it on pretty good accord that at least on the defensive side of the ball, defensive coordinator John Lindsay will not be returning to the Camden County Wildcats staff. Not really sure about the offensive staff and what that looks like.
That's a big loss on the defensive side of the ball.
John Lindsay's got head coach material. I mean,
Big loss.
He's written all over him.
Big loss.
Written all over him, head coach.
Yeah, and he'll be a good one, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, and you're right. That is a big loss that John Lindsay will not be returning as defensive coordinator. Did a really good job at Coffey before he came over to Camden. And everywhere he's been, those teams have played really good defense.
Yes, they have.
Yeah.
And Camden, you know, they'll play good. They always play pretty good defense.
Sure.
But Wayne County, though, a lot of pluses about Wayne County. Single county school. Great athletes, always proud football history. There's some state championships way back coming out of Jessup. So the recipe's there. You just got to get the right guy to come in and stay. That's the key. Stay. You can't come in and be there 1 or 2 years. You got to have a guy come in and stay for 10 or 12 or 15 years.
Jones Kitchen.
Still open for lunch every day.
Every day.
Every day.
If you don't know what we're talking about and you're going through Jessup, you need to stop at Jones Kitchen.
Last Saturday, I ate at El Dorado. Combo Mexican Japanese. And let me tell you, next level good. Next level good.
I just can't imagine anything holding a candle to Jones Kitchen over there.
El Dorado is good, man.
All right.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Some big news out of Statesboro this week. Legendary Bullock Academy basketball coach Chandler Denard has announced his retirement after 20 years of coaching. He was 457 and 188 in his career. Over in Jessup, it is expected that Wayne County will be announcing a new head football coach within the next few days. No official word on who the coach will be. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch at thesouthernsportsedition.com 24/7.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If you're like every athlete who's ever loved the sport, when injury strikes, you have one thought. Get back in the game. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, we know your commitment, your passion, and your drive. So from the moment an injury puts you on the sideline, our team of certified athletic trainers, orthopedic physicians, and surgeons get to work, providing the latest innovations in medical care, physical therapy, and even surgery, all to get you back in the game. Whatever your passion, you can trust the team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back on the field, up the court, and on the right track. Learn more about Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery online at sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340. That's 912-466-7340.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
And I quote from Kip. Dang, we back already?
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. So the U.S. women's soccer team are playing in the Gold Cup final. Is that like the World Cup? Asking for a friend. Josh Allen, your job is now on the line as the Bills have signed Mitch Trubisky to replace you. What in the world happened to Eddie Rosario from NLCS MVP to signing minor league deals? No NFL team would ever be willing to eat $85 million just to cut a player. Enter Russell Wilson. Oakland, have you seen the A's new ballpark in Vegas? It's awesome, just like yours, only 50 years better. Farewell, Jason Kelce. You will always be remembered for your drunken, no-shirt cheering at the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Taylor loved it.
Wow.
So will the basketball team at Dartmouth get paid vacation too? Death, taxes, Tom Brady, LeBron James, and Justin Verlander to the IL. At last report, the Hawks were looking at trading Trae Young for 32 basketball air pumps. Over 10,000 college athletes will get paid from NCAA College Football 2025. Even the kids at Buffalo.
Wow.
Houston, welcome to the Big 12. Freddie, calm down. Otani isn't stealing 100. That is never going to happen. Well, unless your name's Ronald Acuna. Farewell, Sting. And these are my thoughts.
Sting went out a champion last Sunday.
Man, that was a match.
It was a match. Did you see the Darby Allin splash onto the glass?
Nuts.
It's insane.
Nuts. Never seen anything like that.
Crazy.
That's up there with Mankind off the top of the steel cage.
Heard he had like 12 or 14 stitches after that.
Mankind? He had more than that.
Yeah. I'm talking about Darby.
Oh, well, yeah, okay.
But that was a splash. He was 30 feet high, had to be.
Speaking of making a splash, we'll travel from Jessup, Georgia, and we'll head up to Statesboro.
Statesboro.
The Bullock Academy Gators will say farewell to their legendary basketball coach. Big news. After 20 years, Chandler Denard has called it a career. Two state title championships, 15 region championships, and 9 Final Four appearances in 20 years.
That's balling. You're turning out a product there.
That is impressive.
Yeah, that is very impressive. That's Coach K type numbers.
457 and 188 is his total win to loss record
in 20 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, he won two state titles in track, too.
Yeah, toss those in there. Yeah, we just need a couple of lines to finish out the resume right there.
Yeah. And in the 20 years that he coached, only one losing season in those in that tenure.
That's impressive, the consistency across the board there. You don't see that much anymore.
No. Started his coaching career at Brentwood and won state titles there as well before he came to Bullock Academy.
Bullock Academy. Jason Bishop, man, loves him some. Aren't they the Gators?
They are the Bullock Academy Gators.
Jason Bishop loves him some Bullock Academy.
I mean,
look. I respect the program. They have, probably just out of left field. The way they did Bullock Academy in football last year, the Georgia GISA, was absolutely atrocious.
Okay.
Just leave it at that.
And so what Kip's referring to is the GISA and their profound wisdom allowed Bullock Academy to play Triple A schedule, play in a Triple A region, and then when it became playoff time, they moved them up to 4A. Bullock Academy actually didn't do too badly. They ended up with a first-round bye.
Yeah.
You know, despite the fact they played a Triple A schedule, it's just kind of wonky how it all went down. Sometimes, if I'm being honest here, sometimes a GISA just does things that are a little confusing to me. I'll just put it like that.
Yeah, that's to put it mildly.
Yeah.
How do you play all year? I mean, you got a good opportunity. You saw Val Wood knock John Millage off and win the state championship. Who's to say that couldn't have been Bullock Academy?
I said this all year during the football season last year, and I think you'll back me up on this. I said that I thought that Bullock had a pretty good shot at knocking off John Millage if they got the opportunity. They didn't get that shot because they had to play up.
Hey, you're going to play this all year, then come playoff time, we're going to move you up, see if you're ready.
Yeah. I mean,
nice. That's just dumb.
Well, dumb is a strong word.
It's not very smart or logical.
Mm. Okay.
In other words, it's dumb.
So, anyway, back to what I was saying before Kip tried to steal the segment from us. Chandler Denard, congratulations from the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on a very stellar coaching career. I'm sure they're gonna miss you up that way.
Yes, they will. And for the new coach coming in to follow him, you will be the only person that has that opportunity, so make the most of it. That's some wisdom. A lot of people don't want to follow legends, but if you come in and embellish what's been done and do well, then you're not known as the guy that came behind such and such.
I don't know if I agree with that little nugget there, because as a guy that has tried to fill legendary shoes in what we do, I think it takes some time. I don't think you step right in the door and then immediately get embraced, no matter how good you are.
Yeah, if you win, you'll be embraced. But if you struggle a little bit, it might take a little time, but who knows?
I mean, I'm not even talking about winning or losing. I'm just talking about doing an A-plus job after walking in the door from someone that had done your job for 30-some-odd years.
You welcome the opportunity.
I didn't say I didn't welcome it. I loved the opportunity. I'm just saying that for the first little bit there, you know, there was nothing but criticism. And then once the criticism kind of wore off, some attitudes changed. And then, you know, I was no longer there.
There you go.
So
nice.
Derive from that what you will.
For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simon's Island favorite. Fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick, too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park,
Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys, Taco Tuesdays, Wing Wednesdays, and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront, BubbaGarcias.com, and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Train dealer and Train comfort specialists, high quality work, Train professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Cunningham Jewelers has a ton of new inventory on the way. We must make room. So to celebrate 108 years in business, Cunningham Jewelers is having an anniversary sale Saturday, March 23rd for 6 hours only. Nearly everything in the store is 60% off. That's right, 60% off. Saturday, March 23rd, bracelets, earrings, engagement rings, almost everything, 60% off. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Fast fire pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids eat free Mondays. Fletzy discount Tuesday. Student discount day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
Now it is that time where I'm just going to, you know what, actually, no. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
All ready to go, and then you want to hit me with a read. Go ahead, man.
Is brought to you by Gold Coast Golf Course, Southeast Georgia Health System, and by Wild Adventures.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It's just words, but yeah.
Lost track where I was. Butt hurt list this week.
Happens often, it seems.
Here's some nuggets of knowledge for you.
Okay.
Nearly half of all the NFL 2024 the cash teams have saved going into salary cap and getting into free agency, nearly half of the 2024 cash NFL teams have saved with their current roster cuts have come from the secondary. Cornerbacks,
oh, wow.
Cornerbacks and safeties. Bunch of cuts. So this butthurt list this week is dedicated to the safeties who just got cut out of big deals are now looking for work. Number five.
Wait. So this is an all safety list?
All safeties. NFL safeties that are going to be available during the free agency period. probably for a lot less than what they were making before they got cut. You ready?
Okay.
Number five, Buffalo Bills safety Jordan Poyer cut this week. Bills save $5.7 million in cap space by cutting him loose.
It's not a ton of money, but it's helpful.
It is helpful, especially when you were over the cap. So
that's Buffalo, right?
Buffalo.
And they just signed Mitch Trubisky to have an open quarterback competition, mm-hmm. him and Josh Allen.
Yep. Number four on the butthurt list, Quandre Diggs and Jamal Adams of the Seattle Seahawks cut this week. In a cap measure, the Seahawks saved $17 million by cutting those two safeties. Good players, but cap casualties.
The Seahawks over the years have never been shy about cutting star players.
No, they haven't. Number three on the butthurt list, and they just traded for this guy last year at the trading deadline. The Philadelphia Eagles cut safety Kevin Byard and saved $13.7 million, and they just traded for him from the Titans last year at the deadline.
$13 million, now you're talking about getting something done.
Yep. Saving a little money. So number two on the butt hurt list, the Denver Broncos. The Denver Broncos, they're going to have $85 million of dead money by getting rid of that quarterback
who's going to
end up being a Pittsburgh Steeler, I'm hearing. But they cut safety Justin Simmons and saved $14.5 million by cutting him. So their dead money's down to $75 million.
Would there be any interest in the Atlanta Falcons and Russell Wilson?
Can we cuss on this show?
I mean, probably not.
But not no, but hell no.
We can do that.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. Russell Wilson. And so there you have it. You got Jordan Poyer, you got Jamal Adams, Quandre Diggs, Kevin Byard, Justin Simmons, all cut this week in salary cap measures. Just these cuts alone, cutting safeties this offseason has saved $103 million, according to overthecap.com.
Is there one more that I miscount?
No, I got five. Okay. I got Jordan Poyer, Quandre Diggs, Jamal Adams, Kevin Byard, and Justin Simmons.
Okay, yeah, I miscounted.
All cut this week. Looking for work in the NFL. Probably going to find work, but maybe at a reduced rate.
At the end of the day, when you start thinking about having to pay quarterbacks, having to pay edge rushers, typically, which would you rather have? Where would you rather be spending your money, with your quarterback and edge rusher, or with your safeties?
Or a left tackle. $64.5 million worth of cuts at the cornerback position this week, $103 million of cuts at the safety position. So basically what they're saying is you guys aren't as valued as you once were. Well, I mean, it's a quarterback-driven lead. If you can't rush and get to the quarterback, wide receiver is going to eat you alive anyway.
Welcome to the running back table, safeties.
Yes, welcome. Have you seen this year's edition of the running backs in free agency? It's the greatest list assembled of all time of free agent running backs.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Saquon Barkley. You've got Josh Jacobs. I mean, guys like that. Who else is on that list?
I don't think Josh Jacobs is going to get away.
Josh Jacobs is a free agent.
Yeah.
He's going to sign with somebody like the Dallas Cowboys.
I think they're going to franchise tag him.
No, he's gone. He's a free agent. Who knows? You may get tagged at the last minute, but the deadline for the tag was last week. Josh Allen got tagged by the Jaguars. So the deadline for that was last week. If you didn't get tagged, you are an unrestricted free agent.
I wonder if the Atlanta Falcons would have any interest in Josh Jacobs.
No. They got Bijan Robinson, and they got this other guy. The Falcons need to be, from what I'm hearing now, the Atlanta Falcons are going all in on Kirk Cousins.
Yes, that's the direction they should go at quarterback.
That's every rumor is pointing in that direction right now.
That is a great move. You roll with Kirk Cousins for 2, maybe 3 years, And then during that time, you draft a quarterback now because you've got a ton of quarterbacks in this draft. It's a draft-heavy quarterback draft. You draft a quarterback now. You sign Cousins. You have him go for 2 or 3 years, and he can still go. And then you
He's coming off an Achilles. Hope he can still go.
He can still go.
He can sling it.
He can still go. And then in the meantime, you basically – what's the Green Bay Jordan Love. You Jordan Love this kid for 3 years. Sit him on the bench and let him learn from Kirk Cousins. And then you send Kirk Cousins off in this grand send-off into retirement after 2 or 3 years. And,
like a Michael Penix Jr.
Ooh. I mean, maybe. Maybe. Yeah. Or Bo Nix.
Bo's going to be a first-round draft pick.
I told you that 2 months ago, and you sat in that chair and you argued with me and said Bo wasn't going until like the third or fourth round, and I'm telling you Bo Nix is going to go in the first half of the first round.
He's going to go in the top.
And now you want to circle back around and tell me that I'm right.
I mean, if you said that, then
okay.
You sat
here and argued with me.
But Bo Nix, with what happened in Denver with Russell Wilson, all signs are pointing to Bo Nix. You want to hear another shocker that I've been reading about this week?
Tell me.
J.J. McCarthy from Michigan could go as high as the third pick for the Patriots.
I can see that.
Those are rumors that are being tossed around out there.
Mm-hmm.
This quarterback class is deep and talented this year.
I have heard that McCarthy may fall, and I have heard that he won't fall out of the first round because that Minnesota likes him a lot, is what I have heard.
When we come back, I got another thing to throw at you.
Okay, cool. He did. He sat there and argued with me and told me about Kirk Cousins not happening.
The best oysters on the coast? You'll find them at Catch 228 on St. Simon's Island at the end of Redfern Village. You'll find all your favorites on our menu as well. From burgers, to peel-and-eat shrimp, to filet mignon, it's right here at Catch 228. We have 12 drafts on tap with your local favorites. We have wine and top-shelf liquor also. Happy hour daily, 4 to 6, and don't forget about our Bloody Mary bar. Find us on Facebook for specials, and feel free to call ahead. 912-634-6228, Catch 228.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mowry Street in the Village. wine bar, and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
I was telling Kip in the break that that new WWE video game has come out. And they've got that ranking system where they've rated, you know, every wrestler. And they've got, like, you know, all-time greats in that game. John Cena and The Undertaker.
Cena.
And The Rock and The Undertaker. I said The Undertaker. Brock Lesnar. I mean, like, the who's who. Ric Flair. Like, every big name that's ever been in wrestling over, I guess, the last 40 years is in that video game. And so they've all got, you know, they've got them all ranked. And there is not one person that is ranked higher in that video game than Roman Reigns.
Wow.
Not John Cena, not Hogan, not The Rock, not Stone Cold Steve Austin. Nobody.
The man who saved WWE.
Nobody is ranked higher than Roman Reigns.
Wow.
Just throwing that out there.
Hit that breaking news button. Okay. Hit it one time.
All right, John.
You ready? All right, breaking news. With the 32nd pick in the first round of the 2024 NFL draft, the back-to-back world champion Kansas City Chiefs pick wide receiver Ladd McConkey out of Georgia.
I could see them going wide receiver, but
4.39 in the 40 at the combine. Yes, the Chiefs. The rich get richer.
Okay. So March Madness is coming. And I'm looking at number one seeds, right? The number one seeds, I already know. I can give you three right now.
Boom, I can boom. Give you three right now.
Boom, boom, boom. Houston, UConn, Purdue. Agreed?
Houston, UConn, Purdue, and...
Then it gets murky.
Houston, UConn, Purdue. UConn, Houston, for sure. Purdue, more than likely... High probability, and then another high probability, the Tennessee Volunteers.
I don't think so. I don't think so. You look at their record and you look at their schedule and the wins and the losses, and I think that they're just as susceptible as everybody else that's kind of in this second-tier bracket. One of those teams is going to end up with the four seed. Tennessee, Arizona, North Carolina, Marquette, Duke, Iowa State, even Creighton.
Marquette lost this week to UConn. There's no way they're going to be a number one seed.
Well,
no way.
But Marquette has a win over Creighton and a win over Kansas. So I mean, we can do this all, and you can do this, Kip, with all of their schedules. You can sit there and say, well, they've got a win here, but they've got a loss here, and they've got a win here. And all of them are just kind of cluttered up basically through that, like, 4 through 10 ranking right there. And to be honest with you, I don't really know who the number 4 seed's going to be, but I can tell you it's going to be either Tennessee, Arizona, North Carolina, Marquette, Duke, Creighton, or Iowa State. It's going to be one of those.
The Big 12 is the best basketball conference in the country. Hands down.
With Houston being the lead dog there.
They have come in. I mean, Houston is for real.
Yeah.
They are legit. I mean, Iowa State, Kansas. I mean, the Big 12 is loaded with teams that could make a – there's three or four teams from the Big 12 that could make the Final Four.
You know what's crazy is for the last 3 years when Houston was in the AAC, Jason Bishop sat here on this show and told you how good Houston was, and they could pretty much handle anybody in the country. And then Kip Brandt sat here, oh, they're in the ACC, they suck. And here they are now getting their shot in the Big 12, and they're dominating it.
They're dominating it right now. So what they did, they go to the big boys and they pick up their game, and then they – act like they belong. They're not pulling a Central Florida that goes in and, oh, we deserve to be in. We're playing with the big boys, and then go in there and become a cellar dweller.
Oh, my God.
Houston actually comes in and appreciates the opportunity that they have received, and now they're the number one team in the country, basically.
Okay.
And now, then you got the other bottom feeders, the Central Floridas, the bottom Cincinnatis, feeders. And all them that just – don't add anything to the conference. Houston's adding something.
It's a lot of rhetoric coming from that side
Houston
of the table.
Houston is actually adding something to the Big 12. What has Central Florida, what has Cincinnati done, brought to the Big 12 so far?
Central
Nothing.
Florida got into a bowl game last year and then knocked Nothing. Off Florida, by the way.
You got BYU. It's in the top 20 in basketball. I mean, BYU's having a good season. They're bringing something to the table in the major sports. Central Florida is not. Go ahead.
That's me slapping my forehead. I just can't think. In the ACC, I feel like they've got six possible teams. I feel like there's four locks. The locks, I think, North Carolina, Duke, Virginia, and Clemson. I feel like there's a very good probability that those four teams from the ACC get into the tournament. And then I also think that there's a good chance, kind of on the bubble, Pitt and Syracuse.
I think
ACC.
Wake Forest is a bubble team, got a shot to get in.
Okay.
Probably get in. So ACC always gets a lot of teams in, seven or eight.
Well, right now, I think that there's a good shot that they get six. Maybe Wake adds to seven, but I feel like there's a good shot for six in the ACC. North Carolina, Duke, Virginia, Clemson, Pitt, and Syracuse with maybe Wake on the bubble.
Wake's a good team. They beat Duke recently.
Okay, over in the SEC, same thing. I feel like there are six teams that have a good shot. I'll give you those the teams I feel like are a lock. Tennessee, South Carolina, Auburn, and Kentucky, I feel like are locks. Alabama, too, I feel like is a lock. And then I think Florida is.
Florida's in.
Probably.
After what they did to Alabama
this
week. That's a
good point. That's a good point.
They're in. Regardless. Yeah.
So that's six right there from the SEC. Boom.
Then you got bubble teams like Mississippi State and teams like that are.
You think Mississippi State gets in?
They're a bubble team right now.
Okay. They'd have to do well in the tournament, don't you? In the SEC tournament, don't you think?
Probably, but right now if it was, you know, you see these scrolls on the bottom of the TV, last four in, first four out.
Yeah.
Mississippi State is clearly on the bubble right now.
Yeah, I think they would have to do well in the and so what? Let's define do well. What would Mississippi State have to do in the SEC tournament?
Win two games
to be a lock. Yeah, took words out of my mouth. Two games,
they're in.
Two games, they're probably in. Three games, write it in pen.
Yeah, right. If they get to the semifinals,
oh for sure,
or the finals, they're a lock.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, but good. It's March Madness, man. It's the best time of year if you're a basketball fan. March is your month.
Is there anybody in the country that can beat Houston?
There's two teams that Houston might have a problem with. One of them's Purdue because of Purdue's size.
Okay.
And then UConn, man. I watched UConn earlier this week go on the road and beat Marquette, a good Marquette team. Man, UConn could go back-to-back easily.
And see, that's the thing with Marquette, right? Like, I look at them, and to your point, I see that same game, and I'm like, well, they're definitely not a four seed. And then I look at their schedule, and I say, well, you know, they've got to win over Kansas. They've got to win over Creighton. They've got losses to UConn, two losses to UConn. So, I mean, and again, it's not just Marquette I'm picking on. 4 through 10, you can take anybody's schedule and do that.
The most dangerous team right now that you don't want to see in the NCAA tournament in any round is the Kansas Jayhawks.
No doubt.
Don't want to see them.
Nope.
Not in your bracket.
Nope.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Hey, sports fans, great news! Max Barbecue's second location is now open for lunch, right next to Grandy's off of Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3. All your original Max favorites, pulled pork chop sandwich, hamburgers, and those world-famous fries that you just can't get anywhere else. So stop on in to Max's new location next door to Grandy's and say hello to us. 912-342 7967 and give them a like on Facebook.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
Cunningham Jewelers has a ton of new inventory on the way. We must make room. So to celebrate 108 years in business, Cunningham Jewelers is having an anniversary sale Saturday, March 23rd for 6 hours only. Nearly everything in the store is 60% off. That's right, 60% off. Saturday, March 23rd, bracelets, earrings, engagement rings, almost everything, 60% off. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids Eat Free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday. Student Discount Day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
The Atlanta Braves pick Hurston Waldrop out of the in the first round in last year's draft now, and he is invited to spring training. He's, you know, he's pretty much, I guess, the top pitching prospect in, you know, single A ball, and he has done nothing but show out in spring training. It's gonna be tough if he keeps pitching like that for Atlanta to send him back to whatever level they decide to send him back to. But I can tell you this, it won't be A ball.
No, it won't be A ball. Probably if he's not with the big team, then he'll be close by.
I would agree with you. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Golden Coast Golf Carts, Southeast Georgia Health System, and by Wild Adventures.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, club car and star dealer. And we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard. We have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
Bryce Elder had a pretty good start later.
He needed it.
At the end of last week, he sure did. 3 1/3, only gave up one run. And Kip's right, boy, he needed that start because it was beginning to look like he was going to get sent to Gwinnett on his way out.
Be a striper.
Right, yeah. It's basically, Smith Shauver hasn't looked that great in spring. So you start to wonder about him. Ian Anderson has yet to throw a pitch. So, you know, maybe the guy is Bryce Elder, or, you know, maybe Waldrop comes out of nowhere and wins the job.
Is Waldrop one of these guys where they say, hey, we're going to start you out at AAA and then bring you up at the end of May, end of April? One of those kind of guys.
What did they do with Spencer Strider? Because that's kind of like, that's apples, right?
They did something similar, I believe.
Yeah, so that's whatever it is they did with Spencer Strider, I would believe that the philosophy would be the same with Waldrop.
Yeah, I mean, the Braves have a lot of good arms.
And Alex Anthopoulos, that's his draft mentality.
They'll draft a pitcher in a heartbeat.
Boy, they sure will. They spend 100 something rounds and they draft 70 something pitchers.
They'll do it.
They sure will.
They will do it. But the Braves, once they get that rotation, if Chris Sale is the old Chris Sale, then that's a steal for Atlanta.
So far, he looks pretty good. His velocity is up in the high 90s. That slider has been devastating, to the point to where he's trying to get a feel for it. He's struggled a little bit throwing that slider, hit a couple of batters with it because he hasn't really gotten the feel for how devastating the thing and how much it's breaking. So he'll figure that out, and once he does,
look out.
You'd be looking at Chris Sale of like 2017, 2018.
You're looking at a Charlie Morton right now as your number four starter.
Yeah, I mean,
name me a number four starter in baseball better than Charlie Morton. Can you think of one?
Who's the number four starter for the Dodgers?
Well, yeah, who knows? I don't know how much money they spend. Well, like Ohtani, he can't pitch this year.
No, so he's not in the rotation.
No,
they've got Walker Buehler.
But the Braves Gonsolin. Starting rotation is deep.
Yeah.
If Charlie Morton's your fourth starter, that's
Kershaw's
the point.
Kershaw's back over there in L.A.
Yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Hall of Famer, Clayton Kershaw?
Yeah, easy. First ballot.
I believe so, too.
Yeah, that's not even debatable. Chris Sale looks good. Ronald Acuna. I've got some concern here. So, as every Braves fan knows, Ronald Acuna's agent has come out and said, hey, you know, let's get this guy extended and let's pay him a little bit better than what we're doing. He's a reigning NL MVP. No problem here with the philosophy and the thought of that. Yeah, sure, absolutely. And I said it on this show multiple times. You pay Ronald Acuna before you pay Max Fried. That's what you do here. Then he comes out and he says that he's got some pain in his knee, and then they do the MRI, and they find that he has got an inflamed meniscus. No big deal, doesn't require surgery, just let him rest, and then they say he'll be ready for opening day. Okay, here's my concern. What was he doing to cause his meniscus to get inflamed? Nothing baseball related. So if his knee gets sore because his meniscus is inflamed and he's not doing anything really to do with baseball activity, what's going to happen once we get in the season? The Braves have 10 games in 10 days. I'm being fair, aren't I?
Man, yeah, okay, yeah, you're being fair. Yeah, there's concerns about inflamed meniscus. Okay. Now, I'm sure Ronald Acuna didn't do any workouts all off season. He's just going to show up to spring training and just, hey, I'm Ronald Acuna. I'm the MVP. I'm just going to show up, steal 75 bases, and do whatever. So I'm sure he wasn't doing any baseball activity during the off season. So, but pay that man and quit trying to play these games about his knee injuries and all that. Come on. Pay the guy his money. He's Ronald Acuna. He's a superstar, top two players in the league. Pay the man his money. He's 26 now?
He's 26 years old, and you're wrong on this.
The man.
You're wrong on this.
So you're sitting here saying we don't pay him. Don't extend him.
That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is you got to make sure that before you invest any more money than you've invested in him, that his knee is sound and is not going to be a recurring problem. Remember this, when he tore that ACL in 21 and he came back in the 22 season, granted it was a little premature, he wasn't even close to being the same player. It's a step off, right? Is that fair?
He was a step off.
Okay, so then he comes back in 2023, had a full offseason to recoup. He's a National League MVP, had a phenomenal year. No knee problems. And now he comes in 2024 and he's saying, my knee hurts. And you think back to 2022. When your knee hurt in 2022, you weren't the same player. That's where I'm going with this.
A meniscus and an ACL. I mean, let's get Dr. Sasser back on here.
You know what? The next interview we have with him, That's what we'll do. We'll ask him about the Acuna thing.
All right.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Some big news out of Statesboro this week. Legendary Bullock Academy basketball coach Chandler Denard has announced his retirement after 20 years of coaching. He was 457 and 188 in his career. Over in Jessup, it is expected that Wayne County will be announcing a new head football coach within the next few days. No official word on who the coach will be. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch at thesouthernsportsedition.com 24/7.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If you're like every athlete who's ever loved the sport, when injury strikes, you have one thought. Get back in the game. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, we know your commitment, your passion, and your drive. So from the moment an injury puts you on the sideline, our team of certified athletic trainers, orthopedic physicians, and surgeons get to work, providing the latest innovations in medical care, physical therapy, and even surgery, all to get you back in the game. Whatever your passion, you can trust the team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back on the field, up the court, and on the right track. Learn more about Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery online at sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340. That's 912-466-7340.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.